I'm not saying that me, the conditioned self, will not sometimes fall into this, because that's the way we have been conditioned. But is it conceivable that you would live a life where you would be so totally alone that you would depend on no one? Please try to understand this. We all depend on one another, don't we, for all kinds of things. We depend on the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker. Interdependence, that's fine. We set up society and we organize society in this way. We allot different functions to different people for the welfare of everyone, so that we will function better and live more effectively, hopefully. But to depend on another psychologically, to depend on another emotionally, what does that mean? That means to depend on another human being for my happiness. Think about that. Because if you do, the next thing you will be doing, whether you're aware of it or not, is you will be demanding that that person contribute to your happiness. Next step, fear. Fear of loss. Fear of alienation. Fear of rejection. Mutual control. Perfect love casts out fear. Where there is love, there are no demands. There are no expectations. There is no dependency. I do not demand that you make me happy. My happiness does not lie in you. If you were to leave me, I will not feel sorry for myself. I enjoy your company immensely, but I do not cling. I enjoy it on a non-clinging basis. What I really enjoy is not you. It's something that's greater than both you and me. It is something that I discovered, a kind of a symphony, a kind of an orchestra that plays. And on the occasion of your presence, it plays one melody. And when you depart, the orchestra doesn't stop. On the occasion of meeting someone else, it plays another melody, which is also very delightful. And when I'm alone, it continues to play. A great repertoire there. Never ceases to play. That's what awaking is all about. That's why when we're hypnotized, we're brainwashed, we're asleep, it seems so terrifying. But can you be said to love me if you cling to me and will not let me go? Or will not let me be? Can you be said to love me if you need me? Psychologically, emotionally, for your happiness. My, you've got lots to reflect on there, don't you? But you know something? This is the universal teaching of all the scriptures, of all religions, and of all the mystics. How come we missed it? How come I missed it for so many years, I say to myself repeatedly? How come I didn't see it? When you read those radical things in the scriptures, my, you begin to wonder, is this man crazy? After a while you begin to think, is everybody else crazy? Unless you hate your father and mother, brothers and sisters, unless you renounce and give up everything you possess, you cannot be my disciple. You've got to drop it all. Not physical renunciation, you understand. That's easy. It's seeing through the delusion. That's easy too. And they drop. The delusions drop. You're in touch with reality at last. And believe me, you will never again be lonely. Never again. You have found it. Loneliness is not cured by human company. Loneliness is cured by contact with reality. Oh, I have so much to say about that. Contact with reality. Dropping one's illusions. Making contact with the real, whatever that is. It has no name. We can only know it through dropping the unreal. You can only know what aloneness is when you drop your clinging. When you drop your dependency. But the first step towards that is that you would even see this as desirable. Because if you don't even see it as desirable, how will you get anywhere near it? And think, that loneliness of yours, will human company ever take it away? Or will it only serve as a distraction? There's an emptiness inside, isn't there? And when the emptiness surfaces, what do? You run away. Turn on the TV. Turn on the radio. Read a book. Search for human company. Seek entertainment. Seek distraction. Everybody's doing that. Big business nowadays. An organized industry. Entertainment. Distract us, entertain us,